Shalom Aleichem, everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Shoftim, I want to excuse myself before we begin. During my trip to Eretz Yisrael, I was not able, and sometimes just not ready, to give the shiur. It's hard to believe, a week ago at this time I was in the airport, and not able to give the shiur. Man Neymar, I wish I was there, and please excuse me. As it is, we prepare here in the Chodesh El in Chutz Laaretz. We're preparing for Parshas Shoftim. Let me share with you a couple of thoughts from the parasha. It says in the parasha that a king has a mitzvah ha-melech. One of the mitzvahs of a king is to write a Sefer Torah. He has to have the Sefer Torah with him, and he has to constantly be referring to it, reading from it. There's a technical problem with the pasuk. V'ha'isa ima is lashon nekeva. V'ha'isa v'ha'ya is lashon zachar. V'kara bai kol yamechaya bai is lashon zachar. Ba is nekeva. V'ha'isa and she shall be with him. V'kara bai and she read from him, from it. It's lashon zachar. Needs an explanation. Later in Parashas Nitzav, Rashi is bothered by the fact that sometimes it says Sefer Torah Hazeh, Haksuvim b'Sefer Torah Hazeh, and sometimes it says Sefer Torah Hazeis, Hazeh Zachar, Hazeis Nekeva. Why sometimes Zachar, sometimes Nekeva? So Rashi says a very shot-based answer that Sefer Torah means a Torah scroll. When you're referring to Sefer, the Torah scroll, Sefer is Lashon Zachar, and it says Bai. When the Pasuk is referring to the Sefer Torah, to the contents of the Sefer Torah, the Musig, the idea, the mitzvahs, the Kedusha of a Sefer Torah, then the word goes on Torah. Torah is Lashon Nekeva. Then it says Sefer Torah Hazais. Sefer Torah Hazais means the physical scroll. Sefer Torah Hazais means the Torah, the essence of the Torah. Coming back to our parasha, V'haisa imai v'karabai koyimechaya. V'karabai, Lashon Zachar. You read, you have to read from a physical Torah scroll. V'karabai, Lashon Zachar means the Sefer, the scroll, the Torah scroll. V'karabai koyimechaya. Tov na'od. V'haisa imai. It doesn't say v'haya imai. Haya imai would mean he's got to have a Sefer Torah with him. He has to have the scroll with him. You know, people who carry things with them for symbolic reasons, for memorable reasons. Chas v'shalom. Now, the melech may be yaitza if he carries the Sefer Torah with him, but that's not the idea. V'haisa imai means the kedusha of the Torah, the pnimius of the Torah, the message of the Torah, the musig of the Torah. The Torah is megala to us that when we tell the king to have a Sefer Torah with him all the time, it's not that he has to have this physical item with him all the time. I mean, it is that he has to have the physical item. And that's the idea. The idea is, v'haisa imai. She should be with him. The Torah, the musig of Torah should be with him. The physical Torah is with him because he has to look at it and see the musig, the idea, the pnimius of the Sefer Torah. The chitzonius of the Sefer Torah is the parchment and the ink. The pnimius of the Sefer Torah is what it represents, what it contains, what it has. Even today, there are people look at Sefer Torah, and some people see the scroll, and some people see the Kedusha Shabbai, what's in it. The Gemara says, Hadi Tipshoi, they are foolish people, the Kaimi and the Kami Sefer Torah. They stand up in front of a Sefer Torah, and they don't stand up in front of a Gadol Adar, in front of a Talmid Chacham. Why are they fools? Because they look at a Sefer Torah, they see the parchment of it. They're standing up for the parchment. All right, you have to stand up for it. You stand up for it. But that's not what the Rebbe is looking for. He's not looking for you to see parchment of a Sefer Torah. He's looking for you to see the Musig of Torah, the idea of Torah, the Panemius of Torah, the incredible... The essence of the whole Bria is the Torah. So fools, they stand up for a Sefer Torah for the parchment, they don't stand up for the Musig of Torah. Rav Palm used to say that when a Sefer falls on a floor, you didn't pick it up. And there are two menhagim. Sometimes you didn't give it a kiss. The problem in it, if they're from the boy, you give it a kiss. Rapam said there are others, they pick up the sefer and they open it, they learn two lines. There are two ways of picking up a sefer, rather a Torah and looking at it. A sefer, you have a sefer on the floor, Chumash, Gemara, you pick it up. The chitzainiyah Shabbai was embarrassed, you give it a kiss. It's a very chitzainiyistic way of looking at it. A Ben Aliyah looks at a sefer on the floor and he sees that the Divrei Torah on the floor. The pnimius, the ilui of the Torah on the floor. Ah, such a person, when he picks up the Torah and he wants to, so to speak, be mefayis it, so what does he do? He opens it up and he learns. He's mechabed the Torah, not the parchment alone, but the Torah itself. And therefore, we have to train ourselves that when we see a sefer, a Torah, when we see Divrei Torah, we should have an appreciation for the pnimius of Torah, the idea of Torah, the musig of Torah. Pam always taught us to see the pnimius of people, the pnimius of Dvarim Shebikdusha. There's a minig brought in the Rama, I believe it is, in Sima Kuf Lamed Aleph, that when they do Hadba, you say, V'zei Satara Shasam Maisha V'chulu. You say the Pasik, V'zei Satara. Some people are meaning to point at it either with the pinky or with the pinky or with the forefinger. Mishabura says you should only do it if you see the letters of the Torah. You see the outside of the sefer, you see the parshut. He says then you don't say this is a Torah. Interesting. Why? Why can't it be a Torah? You know it's a Torah. You have to see the letters. They just learn from it. You know exactly what's in it. Well, why, what in the world? Why do you have to see on the inside? The answer is. You're not standing up and being mechabed the piece of parchment. You have to be mechabed. But that's not the reason you're standing up. You're standing up because of the essence of Torah, the inside of Torah, the musig of Torah, the notion, the cave of Torah, the zaysat Torah, the musig, the inside. Don't point to the cloud. Point to the letters of the sefer Torah and say the zaysat Torah. This is an important message. We come to Chodesh El. Understand that there's chitzainius of Torah, pnimius of Torah. Amaratzim, you're right. You know, it's interesting. The minig is people stand up for Torah and after Tomei Nechachamim. They move themselves a little, the good one. Nobody does that for Sefer Torah because Lamaisa, we're Megoshim Dekah people. The minig is people say the Zayisat Torah and then whatever they see, don't see, they just say it. They don't realize that it's kosher, it's tied to seeing the pnimius of Torah. And it's an important idea, a musik, to understand, especially this time of the year. See the pnimius, to appreciate the pnimius. Let me move to a second idea. We have the parasha of Egla Rufa. There is a Kenabali Taisis as a Mayotika thing. So in the Tamiya Mitzvah of Egla Rufa, he says an incredible thing. He says that the reason, at least one of the reasons, for Egla Rufa is because we're afraid there's an aguna out there. This man who we found murdered has a wife, and the wife doesn't know where he is. She's not going to be able to remarry. We're going to find the body and bury it. What are we going to do next? But the Torah says, we found a body, make a fuss, call people together, and measure the city, and bring an Egla Rufa. Going to make a big fuss over it. What's going to end up happening is people are going to see it. People are going to have identification of the mace. People are going to get the word back. Get the word back to the aguna that she can marry, that she could remarry. That is Tamiya Mitzvah, one of the Tamiya Mitzvah of Egla Ruvada. We go out of our way to make sure that she has a head. A Meridika thing. You know, the Chazal bent over backwards to try to find Heterim. It's interesting, though, that they answered the Mayim She'en Lam Saif. If a man gets lost, he goes out in a boat into the ocean, Mayim She'en Lam Saif, the open ocean, and he doesn't come back. Even 10 years he doesn't come back. You don't hear from him. The woman's not allowed to remarry. Not allowed to remarry. Even though the overwhelming majority, the overwhelming rise is that the husband is not alive. Still, Chazal made a gezeirah d'rabbanan, and you're not allowed to remarry. They did, Chazal did say, and I believe it's Kufcha Falaf in Yavamis, and it's the Shulchan Aruch, that in as it says, the Yud Zayin, the halachas of Aguna, that I believe in Sif Lamed Aleph, that if she remarries, she doesn't have to go out. Now, if she marries without knowing it's us, if the husband had lost the man Shem Sef and she remarries, she doesn't have to go out. Manashach, why will Chazal so machmer and I'm Shem Sef? And if they were machmer, why only the Chatzchil and not Pidiyevit? Rishulai Diskin has a myridika idea on this. And he explains in general why Chazal was sometimes chayshish for a miyut, that's maybe matzi, maybe not matzi, but chayshish for a small possibility. He says the following. He says there's such a thing as a mabit hatziburi. There's a public, there's a way of Chazal looking at Klal Yisrael and seeing the tzibur of Klal Yisrael, seeing the needs of the multitudes of Klal Yisrael. And a lot of times, that's right, of a chayshish for a small miyut. I'll give you a marshal. I once had one of the young couples here in yeshiva went to their gynecologist, and he scared them. He had done an amniocentesis. He had done a test of the genetic test. And he scared them. He said, you know, there's a marker, and it's a chance, a very slight chance, but the baby may have such and such a problem. It frightened them. I looked into it. The odds were maybe 1%. That there would be a problem. It made no sense to scare them over a 1% possibility. So I spoke to the doctor. I asked the doctor, it's a 1 in 100 chance that this is going to be a problem. Why do you have to frighten them? No, he answered me. He said, because I have 100 patients that have that marker. Because over time, I have 100 patients that have that marker. One of them, it's going to be a problem. And they're going to complain why I didn't say anything. That idea, whether it's right or not to scare people with such a cheshbon, not the message today, but the idea of Mabit HaTziburi is this. A man gets lost at Mayim Shem Saif, the odds are 1 in 99 out of 100 that he died. 1 in 100, maybe 1 in 1,000. But it's going to happen 1,000 times. They can be Mamzerim through no fault of their own. The mother's going to remarry and they'll cause problems. The Mabit HaTziburi means looking at it for the sake of the tzibur of Klal Yisrael. But the tzibur of Klal Yisrael, Chazal understood to be married. If a woman already married, if she wasn't aware of the issue, she married, we let her stay married. Because really, Mikra, then it's okay. We're not going to have thousands of people that get married this way. And therefore, when an isnam happens, an exception happens, we do it. The she'en came by the halacha itself, we can't chance it. We can't take a chance. I remember I had heard this, it was published in a journal, I'm sure Leib Diskin, and I told this over to Rav Per, Rabbi Chil Per, Zechut Tzadik Avracha. He said, oh, now he understands Chazal Chayshish by Sakona for a small, small chance. All right, Pashas, we learned that life is so dear to Klal Yisrael that Chayshish for a small, small chance. But now, you understand the idea of Mabit Tziburi, we understand. It's going to happen to 100, 200, 300 people that have this issue. And one of them is going to be a major issue. So therefore, we're chayshish across the board. Mabit Tziburi, looking at Klal Yisrael and worrying about the Tzibur. And so, two wonderful thoughts. One, about looking at and understanding, appreciating the Pnimius of Torah. And the other, the way Chazal looked at Klal Yisrael. And looked at Klal Yisrael with such an ice cook that we have to make sure that nothing goes wrong. And with that, I want to wish everybody an absolutely wonderful, delightful, extraordinary Shabbos Chodesh El. Don't forget, it's El Shabbos afternoon. Make believe it's Milchas at 4:30. Like it is in the winter, go to shul for the 4:30 Mincha. And why do you know the 4:30 Mincha didn't start yet? So you learn till Mincha. There'll be a little bit of time. But why not? Why not? Just pretend it's the winter and chaperein. And with that extraordinary message, I want to wish everybody an extraordinarily wonderful Shabbos, meaningful Shabbos, a good Gebenshiyah.